This is the Word of Faith Netcast. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and I'm glad you can join us once again as we get into the Word of God this week. This is Netcast number 151. Praise the Lord. Last week's was 150, kind of a landmark, if you will. And we're continuing on, though, with teaching the Word of God. I trust you are watching SpeakFaith.tv. That's our latest project. Now, there is a caveat there with SpeakFaith.tv, and that is only 10 people at a time can watch SpeakFaith.tv. Now, of course, that's www.speakfaith.tv. Not .com, not .org, but .tv. And you'll see it right there on the lower third of the screen. But here's the thing about that. This is our latest faith project. And so I'm encouraging you, if you believe in getting the gospel out via Internet Protocol Television through SpeakFaith TV, prayerfully consider contributing to that project. And basically what we're doing is we're purchasing the software that's running the site. Right now, as I say, there's a limit on it of 10 people that can watch at a time. After that, it basically locks people out. And if we purchase it, we'll be able to have unlimited viewers, which is, of course, what we want. Amen? All right. Now, this week, we want to get into the Word of God. And I tell you what, I'm excited about this message. This message is, again, a follow-up, you might say, to the message that we ministered last time on the Netcast. Last time, we were talking about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And remember, we said the joy of the Lord was one of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I want to backtrack just a second on what we talked about the joy of the Lord and the fruit of the Spirit. I'm not sure I made that 100% clear about it being the fruit of the Spirit. By fruit of the Spirit, the key that I was trying to get across is that fruit grows, develops over time. It's not something that's instant. It's something that grows. But in the process, I said that the fruit of the Spirit came from the Holy Spirit to the human spirit. And that's true, but I want to kind of expand on that just a little bit, because I want to be clear about what I'm saying. The fruit of the Spirit here literally is the fruit of the human spirit. It is spiritual fruit that grows in your human spirit by means of the power of the Holy Spirit. You see that distinction? A lot of people look at that and say, well, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, yes, but the fruit grows in the human spirit. So it's proper to say it is the fruit of the human spirit, nurtured, empowered, guided, directed by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Can you see that distinction? Now, the reason I mention it in line with what we're talking about this week is we're going to talk about another fruit of the Spirit. Again, fruit of the human spirit, guided, directed, and empowered by the Holy Spirit, and that is the fruit of peace. Did you know that the Word of God says that this is a gospel of peace? What did we find out gospel means? Amen. Good news. It's the good news gospel of peace. The gospel of peace comes from the God of peace. Did you know that our Father God, Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father of us as brethren of Jesus Christ, because we are also born again into the kingdom of God. And Jesus says that we are joint heirs with Him. So guess what? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is our Father as well. And He is the God of peace. Now, there's a lot about peace that we're going to be getting into in this study. But the key thing that I want to talk about with regard to peace at this point is that it is integral to the Hebrew word shalom. There's two words we're going to be looking at. You know, I love to look at the definitions of words. You probably noticed that. But the definition of the word shalom is very interesting. It is a word that literally means safe, happy, friendly. I thought that was an interesting part of the definition. Also, welfare, that is health, prosperity, and peace. The word shalom in the Hebrew is a whole lot like the word sozo in the Greek, in that they both mean prosperity, wholeness, completeness. Amen. Wholeness is a part of shalom. See, a lot of people, when they hear the word shalom, they think of just, it's kind of like saying hello in Hebrew, shalom. Well, it means peace, or peace be unto you, peace be unto your family, and so forth. But it's peace because it means health, prosperity, wholeness, peace. If you look at it that way, you see why it's related to the Greek word, in the sense of definition, to the Greek word sozo, because it also means wholeness, completeness, to be made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, delivered from every temporal evil. Well, that's the same kind of thing in shalom, the Hebrew word. Now, it's the gospel of peace, the good news of peace, that we're talking about. Let's read some scripture that has to do with the God of peace. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace. Well, there you go. Amen. The God of peace sanctify you wholly, that is completely. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Very familiar scripture, because we've talked about spirit and soul and body before here on the DebtCast. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is my will and emotions. You live in a physical body. Amen? And once you understand that, you'll go a long way toward understanding a lot more from the Scripture. Praise the Lord. Particularly in Paul's writings. Paul was very aware that he was a spirit that had a soul that lived in a body. He said, I, Paul, the real you, Paul, keep under my body. See, his body was something he possessed, something he lived in, but it was not him. He is a spirit, or was a spirit. Still a spirit, actually, when you get right down to it. Boy, those tenses can get you when you're talking about some of these things. All right, let's keep reading here. The Greek word here, this translated peace for the God of peace, is the Greek word irane. Irane, it means peace by implication, prosperity. So see, it sounds very similar to that word shalom. One, peace, quietness, and rest. These are all words that are translated irane from the Greek is translated into these words. One, peace, quietness, and rest. You say, Dr. Bill, why are you getting into this? Well, as you know, I've been believing for the complete healing of my back, and I have believed and received the complete healing of my back. Now, you know that Brother Jerry Seville talks about the difference between the amen and the there it is. Well, the there it is not fully there yet. It's nearly there, but it's not fully there. Amen? So, in the process of the between the amen and the there it is, what are you going to do? Well, one thing you got to do is you got to stay in the Word. We talked about this last week. And by the way, let me just interject very quickly. The audio was not all that great last week because I forgot. I wore the headset like I've got on now, but I forgot to plug it in. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Like I said, I was not feeling very, very good. And so that just happens sometimes. So this time I got it plugged in, praise the Lord. At any rate, so I apologize for the sound of last week's netcast. But the thing about it is, as I believe for the amen, between the amen and the there it is, that period of time, I'm studying the Word of God, and I realized that a lot of what I need to do is enter into rest. I need to relax those muscles in my back. I need to not be tense and be under stress. So I thought, you know, I need to get into peace. So I started looking into the gospel of peace and found out that God is called the God of peace. Amen. So it's important to see that these things are related to this particular situation of between the amen and the there it is. So I am believing and receiving, and in the process of believing and receiving, I need to stay in peace. All right. Amen. So let's keep reading. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace, he's called a God of peace. Here he's called the Lord of peace. Himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. I like that. The Lord of peace himself give you peace always and by all means. Well, that means I can believe to receive peace. I can believe to receive the peace of God always and by all means. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, he is the author of peace. As in all churches of the saints, God's the author of peace. He's the God of peace. Alright, Psalm 29:11. Now this is the Hebrew word shalom that's used here. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Well, I'm one of his people. The Lord will bless his people with what? Peace. The Lord will bless. Remember what the word bless means? Bless means to speak well of. Eulogia. To speak well of. So, the Lord will speak peace to his people. Amen. And he does it in an abundant way. Everything God does, he does in abundance. Have you ever noticed that? Everything God does, he does in abundance. So he speaks the abundance of peace. Let's keep reading. Psalm 37:11. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Woo, amen. Psalm 72:7. In his days shall the righteous flourish. Well, I'm the righteous because Jesus made me the righteous. Amen. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. An abundance of peace. Now, I love this. So long as the moon endureth. Do you remember Noah? How he was cooped up in the ark for all that time and he was just tired of water. Everywhere he looked, there was water. And after the flood subsided, the Lord showed Noah a rainbow in the sky. And he said, look at this rainbow. This rainbow will be a sign of my covenant with you that I will never again destroy the world by water. He didn't say anything about fire. Amen. But by water. So that rainbow, as long as you see the rainbow, you can know God's not going to destroy the world by water. But here we see that we will have the abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Well, every time I look up and see the moon, you know what I'm going to think of? I got the abundance of peace. Every time I look up in the sky, that's going to be a sign to me, a covenant to me, that I have the abundance of peace. And you know, even if I don't see the moon right at this moment, I know it's there. The tides are still in operation. And I know it's there. Praise the Lord. So I've got the abundance of peace. Now, there's something else about peace that's very interesting when it comes to the wisdom of God. I'm just going to interject this here. Proverbs 3:17 says that the ways of wisdom are the ways of pleasantness and her paths are peace. The ways of wisdom. See, you need to be operating, living in wisdom. You need to be functioning in wisdom. So what do you need to do? You need to lean toward pleasantness and peace. If you find yourself trying to make a decision and you're all at odds and you're all up in the air and all stressed out, that's not the time to make a decision. Wisdom's ways are pleasantness and peace. Amen. Believe me, if you will take heed to that, you will save yourself a ton of trouble in your life. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and do what? Pursue it. Seek peace. If you'll seek after peace, if you'll pursue peace, you will begin to operate in wisdom. Amen. All right. Peace comes from trust. What's another word for trust? Faith. Amen. One of the best definitions of faith is just trust. You trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will bless you because of that trust, because of that faith. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I trust in the Lord, therefore my mind is kept in perfect peace. And if my mind's kept in perfect peace, I'm following after the ways of peace, then I'll operate in wisdom. Amen. See how this is beginning to tie in? Isaiah 32:17. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Quietness and assurance forever. Praise God. Woo, I tell you, there is just so much here. There's so much here, I think we're going to probably have to continue this to the next netcast. Amen? Because we're running out of time. We're going to pick up with peace is part of the atonement. Now, you ought to know that because Isaiah 53:5 says, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Peace comes as part of the atonement. Jesus bore our sins, He bore our sicknesses, and He bore the requirement for us to have peace with God. Amen? All right, we're going to have to stop right here. We're going to pick up next time. I tell you what, you need to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. You can also write me at my email address, and I encourage you to do that if you want to get through to me quickly because it's much faster, and that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.